This is something that happened the summer I finally separated from my first husband. I was still living in our large suburban family home while he moved out to a small apartment in the city. Our grown-up daughter was spending the year studying in Europe, so I was all alone in the house. One evening, I was relaxing by the pool, and I heard a conversation coming from the neighbor's backyard. A few months earlier, a new family had moved in, a nice couple with a grown-up son at college. Let's call him Josh. I got to know the couple quite well, but I hadn't seen the son until a few days before, when he came back home for summer vacation. That evening, his mom and dad had gone out, and he had invited some friends around to drink beer and swim. I'd made a drink and was reading by the pool. Occasionally, I heard snatches of conversation from next door, mainly about sports or movies, that sort of thing. But I guess they didn't know I was there, because soon they started talking about sex. I was kind of intrigued, to be honest. I had been thinking about sex a lot for months. Of course, while I was separating from my husband, there was no sex, and the strains of the divorce meant I wasn't feeling particularly horny anyway. But once the divorce had finally gone through, I felt liberated. For years, sex with my husband had been boring and dutiful. All the passion and excitement had gone. I'd even given up masturbating. It was like sexual hibernation. But now I was beginning to wake up. The first thing I did was start masturbating again. Masturbating more than I had ever done in my life. Sometimes 4 to 5 times a day. And I replaced my boring old vibrator with a clit-sucking toy I'd read about in a magazine, which left me a drooling, panting wreck. I also found out that I love internet porn. I developed an obsession with videos of guys jerking off and would spend hours looking for the best ones, then edge to them, saving my orgasms for the guys who spurted out the biggest load or moaned the best. And now, here I was, secretly listening to a bunch of college boys talking about who they'd fucked, who they wanted to fuck, what they jerked off to. It was really, really hot. But it was about to get a lot hotter. One of them started talking about older women, how sexy he found them and how he loved to fuck one. Then I heard Josh say that his neighbor was the sexiest older woman he had ever seen. I couldn't believe it. I felt a familiar horny feeling in my pussy, and my nipples started to tingle. I slowly and quietly got up and walked to the fence so I could hear better. None of the other boys had ever seen me, so Josh was telling them what I looked like. At first, I felt a bit self-conscious. I had a baby quite young, and over the years, I put on some weight. My ex-husband was constantly criticizing me for it, and it just made things worse. So I was not feeling all that great about my body. It was the main reason why I hadn't yet started dating again. But Josh made me sound as if I had the body of a goddess. I can't exactly remember what he said, but it was clear that he had been doing a fair amount of spying on me as I lay by the pool in my bathing suit. I remember something about my soft, firm ass cheeks glistening with oil and my large, jiggly breasts straining to break free of the bathing suit. Oh, and my perky, jutting nipples. And most exciting of all, he admitted that he fantasized about me while he jerked off. That made my pussy flutter like crazy, and I felt my throat and chest tighten with excitement. I wanted to hear more, but Josh was interrupted by his mom calling him, checking to see if he'd fed the dog. And by the time he got off the phone, the conversation had moved on. Later, when I went to bed, I couldn't stop thinking about what I had heard. I stripped naked and stood in front of the mirror and tried to imagine what I looked like to Josh. I cupped and jiggled my breasts and turned so I could see my plump ass. I got so turned on viewing myself through Josh's eyes, knowing that a handsome young man found me so attractive. That night, my masturbation session was an epic one. I positioned the floor mirror so I could watch myself as I played, first by humping my pillow, then by using my fingers, but I didn't come. I wanted to build up my orgasm as much as possible. I couldn't get the idea of Josh masturbating to me out of my head, so I got my laptop and searched for my favorite jerking off videos. I wanted to find the guys who looked as much like Josh as possible. Oh boy, I had so much fun edging with my fingers while I searched. And when I finally found a video starring a guy who had Josh's build and skin color, though his face wasn't visible, I used my clit sucker and made sure I came exactly at the same time as he did. And the orgasm turned into a series of wonderful rolling cums, each one more intense than the last. Before I fell asleep, I decided I had to fuck Josh. Nothing was going to stop me. My chance came sooner than I had hoped. The next morning was sunny and warm, so I decided to spend it by the pool. At the bottom of the yard, there was a small hole in the fence through which our neighbor's little dog occasionally stuck his nose. I'd seen it trying to scrabble through a few times and hadn't thought much about it. But today, he finally succeeded. And just as it ran up to me to say hello, Josh's head appeared over the fence. He was very apologetic and asked if he could come over and collect his dog. 5 minutes later, we were chatting by the pool. Normally, I would have been shy and self-conscious, talking to a handsome young man whom I barely knew, especially while I was wearing a tightly fitted thong bikini and glistened with oil. But instead, I felt powerful and attractive because I knew what he thought about me. I knew my body made him hard. I knew he had masturbated and come to the thought of me. And last night, I'd come to the thought of him. So I decided to do something I'd never done before in my life. I asked a man directly and confidently if he'd like to fuck me. He looked at me with a sort of dazed expression on his face. I didn't wait for an answer. I took his hand and led him to the house, into my bedroom. In a calm, matter-of-fact way, as if it was the most normal thing in the world, I got onto the bed, slipped off my thong, and presented my ass to him. As I looked over my shoulder and smiled, it was like a switch had been flicked on in his head. I heard a deep, appreciative moan and then felt his hands on my ass and then his mouth searching for my asshole as he pulled my ass cheeks apart. He kept moaning and saying, "Oh God, I love your ass. Oh God, I love your ass." And I felt his tongue circling and licking my butthole while his fingers sought out my pussy. His tongue and expert fingers soon had me moaning appreciatively. But I needed more. I needed to see his cock. "Undress," I ordered. He obeyed, and quickly his stiff, bouncing cock was set free. "Masturbate for me," I said. I turned over and sat up against the headboard, quickly taking off my bra. I cupped my breasts for him. "Masturbate to my tits," I said. He kneeled between my legs, on the bed, masturbating with one hand and feeling over my body with the other. After a while, I leaned forward and invited him to slip his cock between my big, heavy breasts. And he took a tit in each of his strong hands and thrust his cock deep into my cleavage, which was slick from the tanning lotion. He began to move his cock up and down my tits as they jiggled. "Oh God, I love your tits," he told me over and over. Then he said, "Please suck my cock." I took his shaft in one hand and gently licked and kissed the tip of his penis, reveling in his moans of pleasure. After a while, I could sense he was getting more and more excited. But much as I would have loved for him to come all over my lips and tongue and breasts, I really wanted his first load inside of me. He instinctively knew this. He moved slightly lower down on the bed and leaned in to kiss me, He was a great kisser, strong and urgent. And as he kissed, he kept saying, "Let me fuck you. Please let me fuck you. Let me fuck you from behind." I flipped over onto my tummy and wiggled my hips invitingly. Then I clasped my ass cheeks to separate them, and he guided his cock gently between my pussy lips. As he entered me, he let out a deep groan. "Oh God, your pussy is so good," he said. It felt amazing to have this young guy's hard penis filling me up so full and to hear him say how good it was for him. I started to move my ass from side to side, knowing that the sight and feel of my big, smooth bottom in motion would drive him wild. And it did. He started to fuck me, hard and deep. He put all of his weight on me, kissing my neck and moaning into my ear. The extra pressure on my clit grinding onto the mattress sent me close to climax. He was close too. "You're so fucking sexy. I can't hold it any longer," he whispered. Then I felt his hand underneath me, his palm cupping my pussy and his finger circling my clit. "I want you to come with me," he said. Those words just did it for me. I'd never felt so desired. To know that this handsome young man found me so attractive flooded my entire body with pleasure. We were going to come. There was no stopping it now. We were going to come together in the best orgasm of our lives. Suddenly, I felt him shift positions so that he had taken his weight on his arms. This allowed him to thrust more forcefully, which felt amazing. "Oh God, I'm coming," he moaned. His announcement pushed me over the edge, and we both began to climax. I felt his penis harden as he spurted into me, deep in my womb. Waves of delicious pleasure washed over me. It was the sweetest, most wonderful orgasm I had. We fucked many more times that summer, and the sex was fantastic. But nothing quite reached the intensity of the first urgent encounter. Our affair was short-lived. Josh went back to college, and the house was sold, and I moved. But the affair restored my sexual confidence, and from that day on, I have explored every aspect of my sexuality, enjoying all manner of adventures, which I would never have considered during my stultifying marriage. So thank you, Josh, for your love and appreciation of curvy, mature women. Your horniness changed my life.